فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل صالحا فأولئك يدخلون الجنة ولا يظلمون شيئا. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Today I'd like to talk to you a little about a topic that we all are very much aware of, and in particular the reason why most of us have possibly chosen even to come to a country like that of America. And for those individuals that are young and you are born over here, the topic also applies to you because you have been convinced at some point in your life that if I do this and I do that and I do that, then I will be, inshallah, the most successful individual that there is out there. There's a beautiful ayah in the Quran where Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وجاهدوا في الله حق جهاده, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about striving in the path that Allah wishes for you and I to strive, and striving in that pathway to the extent that you can do so. So in other words, if you happen to be praying, let's say, 3 hours every night, that is wonderful for you to do so. But in no way should you think a person like me who's weak should be brought to the same accountability as you. And this is the disease we have as an ummah. The disease is, if I'm doing good, then you must do the same good, if not better. And this is a very big problem because, for example, you may have a son, you may have a daughter. Their experiences in life may be very, very different. They may not be able to, for example, if you are born overseas and your child was born here, definitely your child didn't have to walk 3 miles and go to work. And you may have to walk 3 miles just to carry water. Or you may have had unique experiences, being loving to people that come to your house more than your child is loving to them. And you may say things like, what's wrong with you? Can't you see the guest here? You're so stupid. Tell your mother to bring this and send this and send that. And the worst case is if you marry to a woman that's not from those countries, she may say, what do I need to send all this for? And now you can see the problem. The problem is you and I hold others accountable to the standards that we have created, or standards that we aspire but have not even achieved. So I want to pray all night. I've never prayed all night. But when Brother Ali comes to me to study, I tell him, Brother Ali, you must pray all night. Well, why must he pray all night? Because he's got, if he has a problem praying 5 daily salah to begin with, how is he going to pray all night? But because I have a goal to pray all night, I can't pray all night. Now I've got to get someone else to do it so I can feel good about myself. MashaAllah, I advised him, so he's doing it. You see the problem that we are going through as a people. And this is something we have to really work towards, where we don't hold others accountable to our brain and our mind and our actions from time to time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he talks about struggle, and struggle is something that every individual will go through in life. And many of us think that once we, for example, you ask a single guy or a single woman, are you going through a struggle? Yeah, I'm going through a struggle. What's the struggle? Imam, I'm tempted to commit zina. Okay, so what are you going to do? I want to get married. And you sit down with the guy or the woman and you say, you know you want to get married, but there are certain prerequisites. You know, Allama Qurtubi says, the prerequisites are, you must have a shelter, you must have a ground, and you must have something to surround. 3 things. You got those 3 things, now you are moving towards marriage. Now you look at the average person, he never lived, chances are great, alone, can't afford a place to survive. And if he can afford a place to survive, just barely with 1-2 maybe extra months rent. And you name it. So you know what now Allama Qurtubi says, those 3 things you must have. From Kitabul Mishkat you learn, you must also be able to afford clothing for your wife. I don't mean all those fancy dresses with every type of embroidery, but enough of good clothing for the various seasons. You must be able to afford to give her food that she is used to. Now see the problem? The problem is, we want our wives to dress like the way our mothers dressed. You know, sometimes simple, so now you must also dress simple. So we now want to judge her in accordance to something that we are familiar with. And this is very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Because society is changing, generation is changing. So the struggle doesn't just come to end now after you get married.